Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, how can you not feel satisfied after that, Dave?
I feel pretty satisfied.
Yes. Dave listens to this right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
This is how you feel after that win. Hey, this hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Dave Archer joins us on Wednesdays at 11:40 to talk Falcons, and obviously a lot of fun to look back on and talk about that win that they had on Sunday night. Arch, how are you?
Fellas, great to be with you. Randy's got to be flying high behind the dogs this weekend. How'd you pull that one out of the bag, Randy?
Never any doubt.
No?
Okay. Never any doubt. Right. Never.
Only trailed five different times in the game to end up coming up with a win on a fourth down throw from a guy that supposedly can't throw the ball. Unbelievable.
Never any doubt, Dave.
Yeah, Randy told us on Friday exactly how it was going to happen. It was just like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Never any doubt.
I don't know why people didn't listen.
Very calm.
Let's start with, I think, the thing that most people are talking about coming out of that win on Sunday for the Falcons, the six sacks, the pass rush. Just describe to us what you saw from that unit against the Vikings.
Well, I thought that, you know, they were pretty relentless in week one, Andy. And, you know, you got all the numbers and analytics that come out that they were top five in a pressure scenario in week one. I think the message from Jeff Ulbrich to his group is, hey, we're close. Let's just finish plays. I thought the thing that they did better than they did in week one, Andy, was they were much more had integrity in how they're rushed, but were relentless with the continued pressure. And I think because they stayed where they were supposed to be and rushed from where they were supposed to be, that they were able to get home. And I think that one of the things being discounted is that this is a group that hasn't played very much together. You're talking about the young guys up front. Dorlus and Ororo played, what, 8 games and 2 games, 10 games combined last year. You got Leonard Floyd new on this defense. You got the two young guys from the SEC that are young. Those stunts and stuff, and Randy will tell you, the stunts, that takes some effort to be able to time those up and how those work with the linebackers coming from the second level as well. I think they're just growing as a defense, and it came together in that game. Doesn't mean it's going to come together again this weekend, but it does show that they're growing, and I think they're learning the timing and learning how to play together.
What about, Dave, you go back and like you said, the sacks and all those different things, but what did they do as far as in the back end of that you see, Dave? Was it more of this mixing of trying to mix up the coverage to confuse the young guy, making him hold the ball a little longer? And there has not been an injury designation yet for AJ, but how did that change when he went down?
Well, so much has been made about the two defensive coordinators we played against, right, Randy?
Right.
You talk about Todd Bowles and what Flores brings to the table. Jeff Ulbrich's got a lot of stuff that you have to deal with, too, if you're a quarterback, and especially if you're just in your second start of your NFL career and you start looking at some of the stuff that Ulbrich dials up, double A gap pressures. All of a sudden, you slide the line inside and Ellis is out on the edge, and all the different looks and then the different stunts that are coming, and you mix that in with what they're doing in the back end, hugging up to the receiver, backing off away from the receiver, being able to switch things off when they go to bunch looks. I thought that all that in the back end, as much as we talk about the timing and how they played together in the front seven with their rush package, I thought that came together in the back end as well. And I thought you saw that the young players, Billy Bowman, learning what he can get away with and can't get away with as a nickel. Very similar Xavier Watts. Well, how deep am I supposed to be? Remember, too shallow on the throw to Abuka, which led to a touchdown in that early part of the game. He was back where he was supposed to be. So when the ball was thrown deep, he was able to rally over and make the interception. Again, learning how to play at this level. What can I get away with? What can't I get away with? As far as A.J. Terrell goes, you guys know as well as I do, hamstrings are not an easy thing to deal with. It looked like, from what I could see, you guys saw the same thing. It looked like a change of direction. So you tweaked it. He probably tweaked it pretty good in A.J. I didn't think we don't change defense. He doesn't travel with the wide receivers. So Obrick doesn't do that. So you'll probably get D. Alford. If A.J. can't go, D. Alford will start at the corner spot. I thought D. came in and did a really good job. Remember, they had him playing nickel the middle part of through the middle part of training camp, and then switched him the last 2 weeks to get him reps at corner. He actually started at corner in the last preseason game, so he's got reps there. That's actually where his bread was buttered when he came from Canada, played up in Winnipeg, paid the corner spot on a championship team up there. I thought he came in and did a really good job out there. They're not going to change defense. It will not affect how they play. They'll still mix the coverages.
We talked last week, Dave, about how the offensive line was going to be motivated to go out there and show that they can play better than they did in week one. They certainly did that. What did you see from them that led to that great performance, obviously, from them and the rushing attack?
Well, just first of all, like you're talking about, Andy, just being a little bit irritated with the way you played the weekend before, right? And there's no tighter group, Randy will tell you, on a team than an offensive line group. And so they were told all week long how they weren't physical enough, they weren't very good, and that's not who this group is. So they rallied up and just kind of stuck their chest out and said, wait a minute, we'll show you what we can do from a physicality standpoint. Mix in that with what Zach Robinson did from a game plan standpoint. You know, so much was made with us running it out of the pistol set. He essentially went to a pistol eye set where we got Charlie Warner inside, and Charlie Warner was landed up almost like an offset eye fullback, and they did a lot of eye formation, ISO stuff. This had to warm Randy's heart coming back from Georgia, and that eye formation, ISO coming downhill, unbelievable. I thought it was really cool the way you got after him in that regard with a little bit of a different set. And then Keegan Quatoriano came in and played some tight end where you had actual tight end blocking on the edge, and Charlie in the backfield played a lot of 12 personnel in the game. Where you had two tight ends in the game, and you were able to get after them physically that way. So I think coupled with the gumption that we're going to play better on the offensive line, and then a little bit of an adjustment that's something Minnesota hadn't seen with that two tight end set.
You know, I love that, Dave. You know, I love that 12 personnel because I've been hollering about it for the last 2 years, but it was good to see him. And I know it's a week-to-week game plan, everything like that. So, obviously, it's something that, you know, you never know if you'll get back to it. But I wanted to ask you a question because I think we talked last week about, you know, the sometimes it's always it's forgetful unless it goes bad. The special teams, I thought special teams-wise, I know the kicking was 5 for 5, Dave, but I thought the returns and also the coverage was really good on Wednesday. I mean, on Sunday.
You're all over it, Randy. That was another piece of the game that – I know they had the big punt return, which set up a short field opportunity for Tampa in week one. But their coverages, you're right, the kickoff coverage units were a little porous. They were able to punch that ball out over the 30. If you get that ball in the landing zone, you want to make those tackles maybe inside the 20, but certainly inside the 30-yard line to make them go a little bit further to score points. And they didn't do that very well in week one. I thought they were much better in week two. I completely agree. Their coverage units were outstanding. Got the turnover. Now, Mike Ford was phenomenal. I think he had three tackles on coverage units, both kickoff return and punt return. Of course, he had the fumble recovery at the end to kind of seal the game with the takeaway. So, Marquise Williams' group really stepped up as well. I think they had a little something to prove to themselves in week two.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Falcons Radio Network analyst, talking about the win over Minnesota. And we'll get into Carolina in just a few minutes as well. What do they need to do to be more effective in the red zone, Dave?
Yeah, I think just make the plays, Andy. I don't think – if you go back and look at the tape, we have some protection issues from time to time. I thought that Michael missed a couple opportunities. He had Pitts on a play that I know Randy is screaming when he comes back the hole on. He's a tight, nasty split right side, runs the bend route over the top, two deep coverage, runs it around the linebacker, is open in the middle. Now it's a tight window throw, much like the one he made against Washington to send the game to overtime on fourth down last year on Sunday night. He had that shot, didn't take it. He dumped it off in the flat. He also had Pitts lined up solo left side in bump and run coverage. That's a shot I'm going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take. I got a 6'6" receiver. I'm going to put him up to bat. And then I thought the receivers, Randy, I'd be interested to know what you thought. I thought the receivers, there was a lack of urgency coming out of the routes. You know, when you get down there in that tight zone, I've got to be urgent with my route. I'm not talking about shortening it, but I've got to be, I got to have an idea that I'm going to get out of the break. I'm not going to lollygag out of the break or kind of bend out of the break. I got to snap it off. And I thought Michael made a couple of good throws. One to Darnell Mooney on one side of the field and one to Ray McCloud with a sense of urgency on the routes wasn't very good. So talking about O-line, talking about Penix, he's got to make better throws. And I thought the urgency of the receivers wasn't very good.
What about using his legs maybe down there? Talking about Michael.
Talking about the quarterback getting out?
Yeah.
You want to move? You want him to move the quarterback?
Yeah, I'm
or
just
you
saying,
want
like,
to take
in,
off?
In a sense, in a situation where you having him, because we know he can run out, you don't want to design runs and read options and everything like that. But maybe sometimes, maybe throw him off because of, you know, something. He is a little bit more fast and athletic than most people think he is. Because, you know, they always say about the same thing about Michael, well, the injuries and all those different things. Michael can move when he's out there.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's a good thought. I think that I would prefer not to cut his field in half for him, Randy. When you get down there, it's such a tight area anyway.
Right.
I think it helps the defense defend you if you move him to one side of the field and now he's just got 50% or 33% of the field to throw to. And I can't really layer receivers top to bottom because there's just not a lot of room down there. I do like the idea of spreading them out and going empty if you can protect and then let him take off on the impromptu like he did against Tampa. I think there's no question about that.
There's only a couple guys in the NFL through 2 weeks that have more all-purpose yards than Bijan. Week one, it was catching the ball. Sunday night, it was running the ball. What are you seeing? I know we've seen him be excellent before, but is there anything new? Is there anything different, like a wrinkle to his game that you're seeing through 2 weeks?
Well, first of all, Andy, you no longer refer to him as Bijan. It's now Mr. Robinson and or the Matrix. Okay, that's what I've nicknamed him is the Matrix. Now,
it makes, so it makes it easier, too, because people can't figure out Bijan or Bijan. So I'll just go Mr.
Right,
Robinson.
Right.
That makes
and
it
so
easier.
So you either take the blue pill where he completely undresses you with about five moves and makes you miss in a phone booth, mm-hmm. or you take the red pill where he just runs by you.
Well,
so
you
it's
know
either
I'm a,
one
I'm a blue
in the
guy.
Matrix.
Everybody knows that. Listen to this show.
Yeah. Well, you're doing the advertisements for us, so I figured I knew you were going. I think that what he's doing, Andy, is we talked about those young guys in the secondary. What can I get away with? What can't I get away with? Now, that spectrum is a lot larger for Mr. Robinson because of his abilities and what he can do. But I do think he's figured out, okay, what can I do here? Can I accelerate around the corner and get by this guy? Or do I need to shut it down, make a move, and bounce back to the inside? I think he's figured out what he needs to do at this level to maybe take his game to the next level. And if he takes his game to another level, guys, I mean, what, we had 1,500 yards rushing last year and almost 500 yards receiving. If he goes to another level, we're talking about the best running back in the National Football League, and I think he's one of the three best right now.
Got about a minute, Dave. Give me what you think about Carolina. Obviously, they're off to an 0-2 start, but the last time they did play each other here in Atlanta, it was 40 points.
Yeah, it's weird how they were beat up defensively a year ago. They went out, and they've got eight different guys that are starting on their defense from a year ago. They went out and really jumped into the free agency market. They're huge in the middle. I know you know that, Randy. I mean, Derrick Brown, Bobby Brown, A'shaun Robinson, Cam Jackson. These guys are gigantic. You're talking about 320 plus all of those guys in the interior. It'd be interesting to see if you could kind of hem those bigger guys in, and all of a sudden Atlanta's run game on the perimeter comes to life a little bit more, as opposed to running some of those I formation ISO plays out of the pistol like we did this last weekend. Maybe this is a little bit more seal to the inside, get to the perimeter and run. They've got a lot of young players on their team. They've made a lot of mistakes. I think they're just trying to get better week to week. I don't know that they're looking at the win-loss column as much as they would like to win, but I think it's going to be a challenge there. As far as our defense against them, you got to figure Bryce Young comes in with a pretty good feeling after he played here in week 18, right?
Yeah.
No doubt. Arch, we appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate
Thank you,
Dave.
Great talking to you all. Take care, man.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst, joins us every single Wednesday at this time to break down what happened the previous Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever, and the upcoming game as well. And pretty smart just to go to Mr. Robinson, because remember he did the interview preseason and said,
yes.
Now it's Bijan, that's what my mom calls me. And they did another one like a week ago and said Bijan again.
Yeah.
What's supposed to do?
His mom prefers Bijan. He prefers Bijan. So.
Well, if his mama call, if his, hey, his,
mama
hey.
Call him Clay, I'm going to call him
exactly.
Clay.
His mama call him Bijan, I'm going to call him Bijan.
See, you can't even do it right there.
See, I can't even do it right there.
You know what I mean?
I don't like
it's so confusing.
Bijan.
I know, I don't either.
Bijan.
I don't either.
I'm for the country. We say B. We don't say B.
I like
like pecan.
Yeah.
No, pecan.
How do you guys say that?
Pecan.
Pecan. I say pecan sometimes. I say aunt. I don't ever say auntie.
Okay. I do think I think I say the nut different every time I say it. I say pecan, I say pecan.
I don't say pecan too much.
Pecan, pecan, like, pecan.
Is that, you got a pecan tree?
I don't know. Hey. I thought we did. It turns out it's just a bitternut tree.
I remember that.
You can't make anything with those. Nothing. Baseball bats, because it's hickory, but I mean, I don't have a lathe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.